Alright, I'm basically gonna do... Okay. I'm basically gonna do a follow-up recording from last night. I might be drunk still. I don't fucking know. Which, I don't know if I like that or not when you, like, you're drinking and then you go to sleep. And then you wake up. I just burped. And then you wake up. I just burped again. And you're, like, still drunk. Sorry, my friend is texting me. God, fuck. Okay. But yeah, anyway, like, that whole thing happened where, like, if you're still drunk or whatever the fuck, and then you wake up and you're still kind of drunk, I'm pretty sure that's what's happening. Like, I'm transitioning from being drunk to a hangover. Like, I for sure have a hangover right now, but I'm still kind of a little tipsy, I guess? I don't know. I basically woke the fuck up this morning and... I had a pillow on the floor, which I didn't understand. I have, like, this little Sterilite cart, you know, like, the little tiny cart with, like, the three drawers and, like, the wheels on the bottom. That's what I was using for drinking. Like, I had it nearby. That's, like, pushed away. It looks kind of somewhat aggressively pushed away. I'm dying. Of fucking dehydration, probably. That's probably why I have a headache. Hangover, whatever. I'm staring at a bottle of water right now, and I'm like, ah, fuck, get inside of me. But at the same time, God, my voice does not sound sexy at all right now, does it? But yeah, anyway, I'm just gonna do a little ramble really quick. Okay, I'm gonna do a ramble about what I'm sick with. Like, I don't sound hot right now, so let's continue sounding disgusting. I'm also gonna fucking not smoke, but I'm gonna get myself ready to smoke once I'm done with this recording. Basically, I've been sick due to stress and very, very intense, somewhat traumatic experiences over the past few months. Like, literally pretty much every month there has been something really traumatic or just, I don't know, it really intense. And I'm not gonna get into detail right now about it because it's just a lot, like, a lot. Like, literally, I had somebody ask me if that actually happened to me, like, the stuff that happened to me over the past few months. And I don't know, I don't know how that makes me feel, like, someone asking if that's true or not. It doesn't piss me off that they ask me if it's true, like, I understand, given the circumstance, but at the same time, I don't know, it's just not really something to talk about right now, I guess. I will, probably, eventually, but it's just, I don't know, it's a lot, it's really a lot. I am on anxiety medication because of everything that fucking happened to me. But anyway, I'm physically sick too. We're not totally, well, we know what it might be, but it's not something that I'm diagnosed with yet, because it's not something you can be diagnosed with until you factor out other possible diseases. So, until then, I'm pretty much still sick, and I've been sick since the beginning of May. And it's not as hard as it seems. Like, basically, I have digestive issues. And it could be, like, IBS or Crohn's or something. But, you know, it's not official yet. We haven't had an official diagnosis. So I don't like saying that it could be IBS or Crohn's, because that just makes me feel don't know, it just feels unfair to me that I'm claiming some possible disease I could have that people do have. I don't know if that makes sense. But, I've been sick for a while, and, like, it heightens stress and depression a lot. And, or anxiety and depression a lot. Honestly, my depression hasn't been too bad. At least not to my knowledge. But my anxiety's been pretty bad. And that's mostly from work. And again, like, I've literally had something fairly traumatic happen to me since, like, every month since May. Like, May, I had something happen to me. April, or not, oh my god. I know my months. May, April, June, July. May, June, July, August. I've had traumatic things happen to me. And I don't know, like, it's just, it sucks because I don't, like, it's one thing on the internet, like, everybody likes attention, whatever, literally the point of the fucking internet, whatever you're posting, people are gonna see it, and that's how I see it. Like, I think everybody on the internet pretty much enjoys attention, because what's the point of fucking posting shit on the internet if you don't want people to see it, pretty much. But aside from that, in person, I don't like being the focus of things. Like, it makes me uncomfortable for personal reasons. And aside from that, it makes me feel really undeserving. Like, I don't feel like I deserve to have, you know, my issues be in the spotlight, pretty much. And that might not make sense to some people, but I don't know. I'm a person who's, like, literally one of my first memories is abuse. Like, I don't know. Like, it makes me uncomfortable. I don't like being focused on. Like, I have non-hyperactive ADHD. I don't like being the center of attention. I don't know. It makes me uncomfortable. Like, again, in person, it makes me super uncomfortable. And I don't know. It's just weird, I guess. Like, if I could, and it's not like I want to focus on other people. I want to make them the center of attention necessarily, but I don't feel deserving of it almost. Like, basically with whatever I have, God. Okay, let me give you a better example. So, lately I haven't really been eating a lot, like, at all. And, hold on, I'm gonna take a sip of water. It's not like I don't want to eat or I'm not hungry. I feel nauseous, like, nearly all the time. So, when I eat food, even when I'm hungry, I don't want to eat, because it's like, okay, when I eat, I feel like I'm going to throw up, and, like, it's so hard sometimes to eat food because of that reason. And this is a long recording, I'm going to end it soon. But yeah, like, a bowl of cereal is honestly probably one of the easiest things I can make and eat for myself, depending on whatever it is that I eat, but, like, whatever cereal it is. But there were, like, two instances where I just could not finish a bowl of cereal, and it was, like, it wasn't even a decent-sized bowl, it was, like, a normal, like, average-sized bowl of cereal, I don't know how to explain it. I probably only went through, like, a few bites, like, maybe 5 tops. Like, you couldn't even tell that somebody ate cereal, you know what I mean? And, like, it's just so heartbreaking because, like, I'm trying to make myself eat and I'm literally crying. Like, I'm literally crying over a bowl of cereal because I cannot eat it. And, like, it could be, like, a first world problem kind of thing, but, like, it sucks. Like, the fact that eating a bowl of cereal is hard for me is, like, I don't know. I'm going to take a sip. It makes me feel, it doesn't even make me feel weak necessarily. It just makes me feel, like, bad for complaining about it. Like, there are way bigger problems in the world than somebody that can't fucking finish a bowl of cereal. And I don't know, it just makes me feel shitty, I guess. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but yeah. I'm gonna go and smoke a little bit. I kind of didn't mean to make this so long. I just wanted to ramble about some dumb shit. But, yeah. Enjoy. I don't fucking know.